Something tells me that is not what the congressman will be hearing when they file into the halls of Congress today. It is the first day of the 112th Congress. Much changed. The Republicans, of course, now control the House. Democrats still retain control over the Senate. And here to talk about the first day on the job is Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent, who joins us from D.C. Good morning, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, Celeste. Looking forward to it.
So, obviously, big official doings today. Nancy Pelosi will be handing over the gavel. John Boehner will be formally elected as the new Speaker of the House. I don't think there's much question that it'll be John Boehner at this point, right?
Nope, but he hasn't been formally elected yet. The whole House has to elect John Boehner. Democrats won't vote for him, but he will be elected Speaker of the House today. And then after that, Republicans have to ratify their new rule scheme for the House, and that's going to be a little bit contentious. Democrats say the new rules that Republicans are enacting make it very, very easy to cut spending, and very, very easy to cut taxes, but don't really require a lot of responsibility when it comes to the deficit. Those rules are a bit complicated, but they will be contentious, and Republicans will pass them. Now, over in the Senate, they're also going to convene. Members will be sworn in. Joe Biden will be there as vice president, as president of the Senate. And then there might be something really interesting going on. We've talked about this move to reform the filibuster. Now, they probably won't reach any conclusion on that today, Celeste, but there is this group of senators who want to change the filibuster rules. Now, ordinarily, that takes 67 votes. However, on the first legislative day of Congress, under the rules, is the day that you can change the rules with only 51 votes. Now, what's likely to happen today is that the Senate will convene, swear everybody in, and then probably recess until January 24th. And when they come back on January 24th, they'll still be in the same legislative day, because they don't have a deal
tricky
yet on the filibuster. A day is not a day in the Senate. A day is what they say it is. You know, the Senate, by unanimous consent, they say, can make the sun rise in the west.
That's exactly what they'll do. He's a sly one.
It'll be the same day on January 24th. Yep.
So, all right. So this is the first day of Congress. It clearly is going to be a big one. Tell me, what are the five things we're going to be looking for coming out of the Congress this year?
I think there's five big themes to look for. The first one is politics versus policy. Congress is newly elected. Republicans have swept in on this wave of disapproval of Barack Obama and his policies. The politics are sort of obvious, and you're going to see a lot of that at first. Oppose Barack Obama. Try to repeal health care. Try to repeal regulations. Try to repeal these things that Republicans think are unpopular about the president and his policies. And then the question is, policy. At what point do politics allow for any policy making in Congress? And the first indication of that will be the debt limit. We've talked about the debt ceiling. It has to be increased. There's no alternative. The United States cannot default on its debts and its borrowing authority. So the politics of a lot of Republicans is, we're not voting for this. No more debt. Well, that's fine politics. What's the policy? Where's the bridge to get the debt limit increased in a responsible way? I think that's one of the conflicts they have. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is related to that, and it's the Tea Party paradox. We talked about this back in the elections. The Tea Party paradox back in the elections was, Tea Partiers can win primaries against Republicans. Can they win general elections? And in some cases, the answer was yes. In some cases, the answer was no. And that dynamic, I think, still exists in the Congress now. There have been a lot of Tea Party candidates who have been elected to Congress. They are vocal. They are activist. They are on the right. How does John Boehner, the new speaker, satisfy this very important constituency and at the same time show he can get the governing job done? Voters have said two very conflicting things in this election. We don't like some of Barack Obama's policies. Reject health care, reject stimulus, rein in the debt. And at the same time, they've said, hey, go to Washington and get things done. How does John Boehner do both of those things? Very difficult. He has to negotiate that. Number three, the ISA factor. John ISA, the new incoming chairman of the House Investigations and Oversight Committee, has the subpoena power, and he has the power to investigate the Obama administration, and it is going to be his responsibility and his move.
And we talked about this yesterday, whether it could be a hit witch hunt or whether there'll be a serious effort to kind of reform Congress in a productive way.
And it could be a big mixture of both. This depends on Daryl Issa. He has the ability to keep the White House on its heels and off balance with investigations of everything from the EPA to WikiLeaks, greenhouse gases, the FDA, the Justice Department. John Issa has this power, and he has a lot of power to command a lot of camera time. The fourth is intangibles. What'll be the next BP? What will be the next national security crisis? The next Katrina? God forbid, the next 9/11 or the next terrorist attack? We don't know how this will affect the process. Those are the intangibles. And the fifth one is the overarching theme of this entire session, Celeste. Number five, 2012.
Well, what happens in 2012, Todd?
Nothing. Nothing. Everyone in 2012, everyone will join hands and reelect the president unanimously. It hangs over all of this: Tea Party, healthcare, and spending. It's all about 2012. Like I've said, this week is the opening of the 2012 election season. John Boehner will be trying to isolate the president, show that his policies are unpopular. The president will be trying to isolate John Boehner from the mainstream Republican base, make him latch onto the Tea Party so that no mainstream Republican candidate, Republican presidential nominee, can cross that chasm and get elected by the moderate middle.